segment on Q105 of the morning after Saturday mornings, 8 to 10, 9:52. It's Eric Chase, Demetrius, Nicodemus. You want to sing that jingle for him? See how it sounds on the air?
Like a good neighbor, Demetrius is there.
That's jingle singer Floyd Anderson, a.k.a. Deja D. Delatero, and pop culture commentator, opinionist, Demarius Sims is here with us.
Yes, hey.
Our intern. Final segment of the show, a little bit of everything here. Potholes. I'm just saying it.
Oh, my word.
Call it Pothole Toledo.
Oh, my word. Especially on Bancroft. It's horrible.
So Bancroft's real bad?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Anthony Wayne Pothole is what I've been calling it.
And I think our city is really missing an opportunity here. Bancroft. The trail. We put all the banks on these roads.
Banks?
Yeah, all the banks. Okay? Now, why? This is my thinking. All right? We have crime problems sometimes. You know how hard it is to drive away after you rob a bank on a pothole-y road? Nope, you have a busted tire, bent rim. By that time, you're caught.
Nope. All you're the loose caught. Change.
We can call that's it security true, row. True.
Nobody's robbing banks anymore.
Oh, people do it with notes now. It's do. Crazy.
They rob banks, and they don't even cover their faces anymore. They're just like, here's a gun. I need the money.
That's just the Toledo crime.
Like, it is. Like, it's so hard out here. You just slide a note to somebody sometimes anymore. Like, but they don't even need to see a gun anymore.
Please. Last
yeah. Add a please to it. Like, please.
Last Saturday, I saw the pothole fillers out on the trail, and I rolled down my window and said my
yelled
thanks
something.
To them. No, I was like, thank you. Shout out to you guys.
Poor choices.
No. Today, I'm driving down the trail to get to work, just past your billboard.
That beautiful piece of art.
I was on the phone with my friend, and I was like, oh, damn. She's like, even I heard that. It took me by surprise. I thought, it sucks. You memorize them, where they're
right.
at,
yeah.
they get filled, yeah. and a new one. So where on Bancroft is the worst?
Right by Secor. And especially when you're going to Indian Road, so it's Ottawa Hills. You would expect it to have the roads clean and nice and slated because they're paying the most taxes, right?
I think you just said the rich white people want their roads filled.
Oh, yeah.
You're totally right.
They want them just like that to keep you guys out of the neighborhoods. It's like a pothole moat. That's what that is. That is like they go out there and make sure they got potholes around their little town.
Turn your face down.
It is.
It's August. Kids are coming back to school of all colors. Are the potholes out there yet? Get them out there.
That is totally true, though. It probably is a moat because right on Central and freaking Talmadge, right when you get into Ottawa Hills, there's so many potholes coming in and going out. Like, there is no way around
you
it.
You must
like,
want it when you come here.
Yes.
You must really want to be in Ottawa Hills.
There's Floyd, you get nabbed on the trail of potholes.
I know. There's a saving everyone's life. There's a huge pothole right before you enter downtown, so when you go home, you'll see it. It's like...
Are you talking about the downtown one? I usually get off on Collingwood.
Okay, so you'll be fine.
Oh, okay.
It's in the... What is this? Left-hand lane.
If you're going west on Central, turning on to Douglas,
mm-hmm.
where the 419 CrossFit is...
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a vibranium meteor hit the ground. It's ginormous.
I don't condone this, but is this not like
that's
a drunk
part of CrossFit,
driving?
You got to get out of the pothole.
Is this not like a drunk driver's dream?
Yeah, we talked
about it. Yeah, exactly.
Getting pulled over. You're like, do you know why I pulled you over? There was a big pothole. <You're>
like, exactly. That I tried to miss.
Oh, exactly.
I don't know how you didn't see it, officer.
It was right there.
I'm sleepy now.
These days. These days, TPD's only pulling over people if they hit the pothole. Because then they know they're drunk.
You're hammered, sir. You didn't see that? We put that big-ass lake-shaped pothole out here to see how many people drive through it.
I think the mayor had a State of the City address the other day, and I didn't. I just read the quote on Twitter or on The Blade. I guess it was Twitter. And he had a good joke to his response when somebody asked about the pothole problem. I guess he had a very surprised take. So good old Wade can have a good sense of humor.
What'd he say?
We got a pothole problem. And everybody laughed. But the way he delivered it was funny, I suppose.
Like Gary Coleman, like what you're talking about, Willis?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss Gary.
I'm sorry to bring up a sore subject.
Floyd, what do you got going on the rest of today?
Oh, let's do this. Anything? I do. I have a performance tonight at Club Ice for Love the Skin You're In. Doors open at 6, showtime at 7:30. And it's for a great cause, Harvey House, and kids, LGBTQ plus kids who don't have a place to go. So it's going to benefit
plus
them.
What's the plus?
Is that like
that is the whole alphabet, and I'm not going to go through it. So what? You could just start at A and go right through it.
And then it's plus, and then it's plus. And some plus.
Then we're going to go to emojis, Comic Sans.
Is that like a higher premium, like $5.99 for this, but plus is $7.99?
Yeah, true story. Yeah. Wow. We'll put it that way. What does that mean? Yeah.
That means you're... It means you're bigger than gay people. So your size is different. I don't, the plus.
You're Lane Bryant of the gay community.
Yeah.
So sorry.
Did you
call
me fat?
No.
I am, though. No. Yes, that's right. Healthy. I told someone last night, not to get off subject, but this body will not starve in the wilderness. However, you will not last a day.
I did like when our friend used to say body by Taco Bell. Don't say her name. Dee, you got work today?
I got work today. I'm going to go to the office today.
What's the phone number if I wanted to call the
State
Farm?
Well, if you wanted to call State Farm, I would wait until... Well, actually, he's probably unrolled the phones. You would probably call 419-866-4888, and then somebody from my office will be more than happy to help you. And let me just tell you, right now, we're super competitive.
Demarius, thanks for coming in. Mike,
yeah, no problem.
You don't have to text me next Saturday. I'm
just going
to
assume you're going to show up.
Definitely.
We're good.
Okay,
we're good.
Cool.
And if something goes sideways, I'll let you know. What are you going to do this weekend?
I have work right after this.
What do you do?
I work at Olive Garden. I'm a server.
The OG.
Yeah,
which one?
OG. The one on Monroe by the mall.
Oh, time to wreak havoc on her.
Yeah, oh my word. It's so busy all the time.
I'm so glad you shared this with us. Because now what we need to do
is talk about
why management has only decided to give people two black olives, especially in February.
Don't take this up on her.
Oh my word. So I always give the salad. Whenever I get the salad, I always, always dump everything in. And they yell at us for over... You know, putting way too much in that.
Feeding people.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Having happy
food,
customers.
Yeah, they do.
You're giving too much lettuce to these people.
No, but people do waste stuff all the time, especially the salad and soups, you know, and the breadsticks.
All right, there's only one way.
Stop giving them away.
WF. Can we wrap the show up with that when I count to three? Ready? Okay. One, two, three.
Wakanda forever.
Oh, it was like WF. I was. I don't know. Broadcasting from the Nationwide Auto Finance.